פרשס וייצא, תשע"ח, תפילה סלווס רשוס. שטייטן גמורה דף חובוב עמוד בייס עם ברוכס. איתמר, רבי יוסי הרב חנינא אומר תפילס אובס תיקנו, רבי שבן לוי אומר, אומר תפילס כנגד תמידים תיקנו. חלוקס. And the Gemara quotes like this, תנא כבוס רבי יוסי הרב חנינא, ותנא כבוס רבי שבן לוי. תנא כבוס רבי יוסי הרב חנינא, אברום תיקן תפילה שחריס, יצחו תירן חן תפילס מנחה, And then the Gemara says, Yaakov tiken tefilas arvis. Shenemar vayif gabamok en vayalin sham, vipgia la tefila shenemar vatal tispala badam azeh, vatal tisa badam, marina tefila vatal tiv gabi. So Yaakov Avinu is besaken tefilas arvis. Now the Gemara, and right afterwards, the next daf, in Chavazan Amud Beis, the Gemara quotes a machloikes, tefilas arvis, if tefilas arvis rishus, or tefilas arvis choiva. So, The Gemara says that the machloikis tefilas arvis Rabban Gamliel says choiva Rabbi Yeshua oimer reshus, and then the Gemara has a whole shakel vitalia that the Gemara says like this: Tan Rabbanan ma'ase b'talmidechot shebar lifnei Rabbi Yeshua v'sh'omalei tefilas arvis reshus o choiva, omalei reshus itod mis reshus, ba lifnei Rabban Gamliel, omalei tefilas arvis reshus o choiva, omalei choiva. Omalei ve'alo Rabbi Yeshua omalei reshus. And he says, Hamtin yad shiyobu et balei trisin until they come to the Beis HaMedrash. And yes, Rabbi Yeshua wanted to hide it. He didn't say that he was the one. Rabbi Gamliel says, you were the one because somebody told me. Rabbi Yeshua had to stay. They took Rabbi Gamliel out, removed him from the Roshiva, and they replaced with Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. So, on this, the Netziv in the Shiltas asks the following. We know that on Tfilas Keneged Midim Tiknum, or Keneged Oves Tiknum, many Rishonim, including the Rif Paskins, Tfilas Keneged Midim Tiknum. Even though it's Machlok, it's the Beis of Chanim, Rosh Hashanah, Levi, the Paskins, Tfilas Keneged, for effect, asks the Shilt, the Netziv, how do they know Nevek Shiloh? Says is muchach because this idea of tefilas arvis reshus ochoiva that's only shaykh to say if keneged midim because Rashi says in Shabbos it makes sense why because the reason why is reshus because it's keneged the sreifas imurim vevorim right they burn the parts of the animal which are nikrav and that's a reshus because sometimes they don't have so that they were able to burn during the day. Since it's something that doesn't have a kva, doesn't have a kviu, so that's why reshus. But according to the man, the Amad, the Yaakov, Vindos, Mesaken, how can you say tefilas arvis reshus if you pass like you are always? So the choir is only according to the man, or can I get choivas tiknu? But he says the kasha is on the Bahag and the Shiltas, because both the Bahag and the Shiltas pass in tefilas arvis reshus, and they pass in tefilas can I get always tiknu, like a Beis Reb Chanina. The question is, if the Ovos are Mesaken, why is it Rishus? The idea of Eivorim is only Shaykh to the man, the Omer Keneged Midim, not Keneged Tfilasov. So says the Netziv. If you look at how Yaakov Avinu is Mesaken, Yaakov Avinu is Mesaken, how? The Gemara says in Chulin Daf Tzadik Aleph that he went over. And then he realized if Efshar Loshna Gemara is Efshar Avaltil Mokim, the Gemara says like this: the Gemara in Chulin, the Gemara that Tzadikala from Beis in Chulin. The Gemara says Omer Bitzchak Shemesh Abba Vura Zor Bachur. The Gemara goes like this: the Gemara starts. Omer Mekiva Shalti Rabbi Gamliel v'Rabbi Yeshua beItli Shel Imo. I asked Rabbi Gamliel v'Rabbi Yeshua. שאולכו ליקח בהימה למשתה בנוי של רבן גמליאל. They want to buy meat for the chas of רבן גמליאל. כסיב היזרח לו השמש וכי סמך לו לבוא זרחה. By our parsha, it says, זורחה לו השמש. ועלו לכל אוילם זרחה, אז הוא זורח לכל אוילם כולוי. אומר רבי יצחק, שמש הבא בעבורוי, the שמש that was שוקע, that got set because of him, זורחה בעבורוי. כסיב היצי יעקב בבאר שבע וילך חרון וכולי. The Gemara says, "Kimat lechoron omar v'chi efshar avart el mokum shispal lavoyis avani lo ispalalti." He passed by the mokum of tefilas of the Ovos and I wasn't mispalal. Kadyo ivdait lemedar when he wanted to go return to Davin, kof tzara the Eretz Yisrael was koifetz to him and the Beis Hamikdash came to him and he davened there v'ivka b'mokum. So he says, you see, Befirush, that Tfilas Arvis, Yaakov Avinu Mesaken, is not that Yaakov Avinu is Mesaken Tfilas Arvis. Yaakov Avinu went ahead and he realized that he didn't daven. So he made it happen. So he said, I have to daven. Got dark because of him and he davened. So you see, Tfilas Arvis, it's not that it was a Zman Choyva that when it came at night. It's only because he wanted to daven. That's why it became night and that's why he davened. So certainly, you see Befirush that here, that the Tfilas Arvis, that he was Mesaki, is that he was Mekarna Choyva. He's a Mesaki that if you want to daven, it becomes a Chiyuv. He says that is the Pshat in that Mande Omer. Tfilas Arvis Rishus Choyva is the word that we're established because Yaakov Avinu is never Mesaki Choyva. Yaakov Avinu says if you want to daven, there is such a thing as Tfilas Arvis. Because he said, I want to daven, and Kushboch made it night and made it daven. So says, see, that's why the Rishonim, let's say the Rif says, if you started davening, if you started davening, then you make kabbalah zachoiva. Then if you forgot, let's say, askori alevi yovo nyontev or anything else, you have to go back and daven tefilas tashlumim, because the second you start davening, it becomes a chiyuv. It says if you medayek in the bahag, it doesn't say when you started davening, it becomes a chiyuv. He says his loshen is kadio hivdaiti. If you want to daven, it becomes a chiyuv. Then if you make a mistake, you have to go back or you have to do tashlumim. So he says very different than the Rif. The Rif holds that the tefilas arvis reshus unless you start davening, that's choiva, and that's why he says from Yaakov Avinu is kineget minim. Mash enken the bahag and the balalochos gdolus and the shieldes, both of them hold kineged office. But the tefilas arvis is different than the choiva. Tefilas arvis on the choiva, when you want to daven, it becomes a chiyuv. And therefore, that's why he says in the loshen, if kadyo yivdaite, if you want to daven, then if you make a mistake, you have to go back. Doesn't matter if you start or didn't start. Because he learned from Yaakov Avinu, and by Yaakov Avinu was also when he wanted. So he says, afkimine, if a person says, tzorach has v'sholom, and he wants to daven, so if he says, okay, I'm going to daven, and he wants to daven in a nusach kavua, he becomes a chiyuv, and he has to daven. The question is, why tefilas arvis is done in such a way? But you could understand that this is the Gemara Chulin. Gemara Chulin says that this story of Zorcha lo Hashemesh is Rebbe Kiva Darshan when he went to buy meat for the chas of Ragamil Rebbe Yeshua. What does it have to do with this? But it's very interesting. Gamliel and Yeshua are the ones who are argued this tefilas arvis reshus achoiva. And Gamliel was so upset. By the way, it's so interesting. There's so many machlokes in. Why is Gamliel so upset at Rabbi Yeshua that he made Rabbi Yeshua stand all the time and they removed Gamliel? Tefilas arvis reshus. But he's saying that lemaisa, there's no machlokes. Because here, even if you learn as achoiva, it's a reshus before. You only wanted to daven, you turned the choiva. So this is a reshus in the choiva, bebasachas. The question is, why is that in such a way? But it makes a lot of sense that in the chas of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua getting married together, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua was buying something for the chas of the daughter of the son of Rabbi Gamliel. This is the time that Rabbi Kiva, which is the Soed Echa, tells you, if you learn this of Yaakov Avinu, you realize the machloik is reshus achoiva, not such a big machloik is. Says the tziv, the all machloik is in klal Yisrael, when they afterwards, or the misake, the tzad choiva sheboi, or the tzad reshus. But Ma'ariv is a reshus that turns into a choiva. The question is why. Now, the truth is that you see this lechoira in Reb Chaim, in the Rambam. He says in the Gemara like this. The Rambam paskens in Perek Aleph, Alocha Hei, Alchovov, I'm sorry, Mechin Iskinu Sheodu Mispal Tfilachas Balayla, Sharivorim Atomi, the Rishud Asa Rambam, like the Reef, which is Kedeget Midi, Sharivorim Shatomi Tzela Barbay Misakim Kola Layla, and he says, Ve'in Tfilas Arvis Kichoiva Kishar Shachrus Omincha, But the problem is the Rambam in Perek Yud Aloch Avov says like this: Mishni stopikli mispalel lo ispalel, inu choizer mispalel. Why? But if you daven al dashi in the dova, then you could daven a tefila even yada sofek. So have the Rambam. But if you're davening and you remember Judas davened, poisek vafil bemtzav rocha. You have to stop in the middle. Vim tfilas, and why? Because you can't continue the tfilas nedova because you're mixing tfilas choiva with tfilas nedova. However, the Rambam adds, but he says, but vim oisa tfilas arvis, if it was tfilas arvis, the eino poisek, you don't have to stop and you could continue shle ispar lo tzimit chilal da shein achoyu because you daven as a tfilas arishus. And if it's tfilas arishus, if you continue daven as a nedova, it's the same kind of a tfilah. The Ravid asks and he says, Omar Avrom, ein kan nachas ruach. This doesn't make any sense. So the Kesavishn explained and he says why? Because the Rambam himself passed, we just saw, that today or mekabel tfilas arvis kechoiva. The Rambam says, I didn't take tfilas choiva. So again, today, Bizman Azeh, if you daven Ma'ariv and you remember, you have to stop because you're mixing the Dov and Choyva. So says Reb Chaim in Ilchus Tefillah, he says something givaldic. Says Reb Chaim, because the Rambam Shita is that even though we're mekabel ketfilas Choyva, the chavts of the tefillah is the tefillah the Dova. Ma'ariv remained tefillah Arvis Rishus. We are mekabel to daven a tefillah the Dova. But the chavts of the tefillah is a chavts of the Dova. And therefore, if you remember, and you continue davening the Tfilas Nedova, that's what you have to do. And he says it's something very givaldic, because if you look before, Shita Sarif, I just told you that if you daven the Tfilas, you start davening, is a Tfilas Choiva, once you start davening, and once you start davening, it's a Tfilas Choiva, and therefore, there's Tashlumim and etc. Right? That's what we saw in the Rif. The Rambam says that Abraham, if you pay attention, that's like Shita Saravid, that today they're mekabel like Tfilas Choiva. But Shita Sarambam doesn't say. The Rambam says, the ain't Tfilas Arvis Choiva ki Tfilas Ashachris. So there, the kiblu aleim ki Tfilas Choiva. You're mekabel ki Tfilas Choiva. So it says Abraham, when he says like this, ve'afilu mandom reshus, ve'arambam kosa, ve'ain't Tfilas Arvis Choiva ki Tfilas Ashachris u'mincha. And he says, the Yiddish, he was mashbo, the Rif writes, that Drum says, ain't tfilas arvis kisiar tfilas kishachris. The Rif argues and says, when the maskel is palo, shav yechoiva. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says, we mekabel kechoiva. But the tfilah never changes. Because that's only the Rif. The Rif shita is that once you start davening, it turns into a choiva, it's a chavts of tfilas choiva. That's why it's told if you started or not. Shita Sarambam means that tfilah is always a tfilas nedova. Ela mai chazal or besaken a choiva to daven tfilas nedovari, ki choiva tfilas choiva means is a choiva to daven tfilas nedova. And therefore, you could be mitzaref. So, here again, you see Tita Sarambam. According to the Nitziv, that's how tfilas arvis was established. It was established as a reshus that he turned into a choiva. But the chavts of the davri, according to the Rambam, is that we pass the tfilas arvis reshus. So, it's a tfilas arishus. We mekabel bechoiva to daven a tfilas arishus. But lemainse is a tfilas arishus. And that makes them enough kimina because you could actually continue as a tfilas nedova. And the question that remains is, why were chazal mesak in such a funny way? The number three is when you have the tfilas arvis reshus or tfilas arvis choiva, with Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua. Why did Rabbi Gamliel get so upset with Rabbi Yeshua? But not only that, even on tfilas arvis, we learn from Yaakov Avinu. But Yaakov Avinu, lechora tois asks him brochas, when he daven was day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it to be night, but he wanted to daven was a day. So one second, how can you say tfilas arvis on Mesakin? Because Mesakin was day, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it turn into light. So this is shita is that maybe you that here is a right that you could daven mighty if you build your him, and lemaise you should daven mighty if you build your him. What's the pshat? Is that tfilas arvis or mesakin during the day? Is a day that turned into night. Why is tfilas arvis mesukin in such a way? To answer all this, we'll see what the Megalamukas writes. The Megalamukas writes. In Oifen Kufnan Nunvav, and it says Tfilas Arvis Reshus, the Zohar explains what Tfilas Arvis Reshus means. Tfilas Arvis Reshus means is Tfilas Arvis Reshus Baila. Is that after Tfilas Shachris, El Mincha, that you mesak in Yaakov Avinu, and that you mesak in Yitzchok and Avrom, then Tfilas Arvis, when it's not Zman Avoida, when it's dark, Pshat is you don't need the tefillah because that kesher of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you did during the day stays at night. The idea Tfilas Arv is Rishus is because the Laila is Birshus Baila. And that kesher is a kesher that is independent of Avoida. Bizman Yoim, which is Man Avoida, you've got to do it. But after you did the Avoida in the night, is a continuation. That kesher is established. And even if you can't do Daven, even if you can't do Avoida because it's at night, that kesher continues. Because that kesher extends. That's why at night, the Arizal is that a person learns during the day. And at night, his neshama continues growing from what he learned during the day. The night becomes an extension of the day. That's Tfilas Arv Zershus. The Loshon HaZohar. V'Yakov Avinu, V'Yakov the Tiken Tzluisa de Arv, says the Sefer HaZohar in Parshas Pinchas, Nirei Mehemna, Yudarga Delei, the Amud Emtsai, says the Darg of Yakov Avinu, which is Amud Emtsaisa, which is the Emtsois between Chesed and Din, Tok Mura Masmis in Tfilas Arv Zershus, that's why it's called Tfilas Arv Zershus. Tfilas Arv Zershus says that she's Bershus Baila. The dead kesher is already there. The night is basically the blend between the morning and the afternoon. In other words, the morning and the afternoon leads to the night. Night is basically the tosefes. It's like the icing on the cake. It's the zman of not avoida, but an extension of avoida. That's Tfilas Arv Zershus. So the chidush of Tfilas Arv Zershus is that the pshat is that you don't need to daven. The kesher is there. She's already Bershus Baila. The Loshon is, says the Mosek Midvash Rafrish, Ki oit koinim tfilas arvis, hoysa lea nesuna mitrei durin Yaakov, lea in Yaakov v'mechubar, v'yichud haya muchan me'ilav v'me'atzmoy. The ichud is an extension of the day. That's why that's the Ivorim, right? The korbonos of the day you burn at night. That's a continuation. Ve'en kol kach tzorech l'tfila. That's why there's no tzorech l'tfila. But when Yaakov Avinu goes Bishas HaGolus, and Bishas HaGolus is the night that you feel, not that you don't need to be Mechubar, but you can't be Mishaber. The Kodesh Baruch went away from you. The idea of Tfilas Aiva becomes that day is to realize that if you feel a need, the need of davening, that you feel desperate, you feel empty, you go back to realize that the Kesher has already been there. That the kesher was never broken. So Tfilas Arvis Bizman Azeitz Choiva explains the Zohar. But the goal is, which is a Laila, that you don't feel that you don't need the kesher, you feel that you can have a kesher. The shoes goes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes in the goal, is never separated from us. That in the goal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kosher us. The chidush is that even though you feel desolate, you feel desperate, that you don't have the connection, you have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went away from you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went with you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always, the chiluv tfilas arves is for you to daven and to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there. Hadou dechsiv, ani Hashem ushmi uchvoidi le'achar lo eten. I never came. And that's Va'if Gaba Mokim. So what comes out the following. The Chidush of Tfilas Arvis Reshus Achoiva is not that Tfilas Arvis is today's Achoiva Bizman HaGolus, because you don't feel that the Kesher is there. You feel that you need to have a Kesher. But the Kesher of Tfilas Arvis Achoiva is to realize that in essence it's a Reshus. That's why the Tfilas Arvis as Reb Chaim is a Chiyuv today to daven, but you have to daven b'Toras Reshus. And that's why Yaakov Avinu also, Yaakov Avinu goes to Golus. The tikkun is that you don't need Tfilas Arvis. The idea is that if you do need, then for you it's a choiva, because then the choiva is to realize that you never did it to daven. That's why it says the Netziv, the chidush is here at Tfilas Reshus, that if you need, you turn into a choiva. And Reb Chaim says the choiva is to realize that that's a Reshus. That is the ultimate midah of Yaakov Avinu, the choiva in Reshus is Hainu Hach. That the choiva that you do is Reshus. The midas adin, in essence, the midas achesed. That's Yaakov Avinu, and that's Tfilas Arv Reshus. By the way, that you could understand, Rabbi Gamliel, because the Christians or the belief that in Golus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not with us. We don't have the ability to miss Kasher with him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu abandoned us. That's Rabbi Gamliel, which Rabbi Gamliel, we know that Paul, the Christians were Islamidim. Paul tells himself that he was a Talmid of Rabbi Gamliel. That's Rabbi Gamliel, Lechoyer, is always so makbid that the Gemara in Brocha says that in his time he didn't let any Talmid come in. Kol she'ein toicha kibara. He wanted to make sure that the external and the internal are the same because he had a lot of Christians. That's why for him, Tfilas Arvis Choyfa is an unbelievable thing, because if you believe Tfilas Arvis Reshus means that you don't have a kasher, Chas v'Shalom, Gamliel says, Bizman Hazeh, you have to do Tfilas Arvis to realize that you have the kasher. Rabbi Yeshua is the one who believes that after the Golus, Afuch, the kasher is even bigger, because Leibah Shomaimi, if there is a kasher, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to you, but here is Shchinta Begalusa, because Leibah Shomaimi, that's why he held Tfilas Arvis Reshus. And Rabbi Akiva tells you that this Hainu Hach, Tfilas Arvis is Reshus, but you could turn the Choiva to say Reshus. That's why in that Chasen of his son, he was Mechadesh of Yisrach Lo Yashemesh. By the way, that's why Tosef says, you have to daven Ma'ariv Mibo Yoyim. You have to daven Ma'ariv Mibo Yoyim because you have to realize that night is really Yoyim. That's why the Tfilas Arvis has to be in such a way. But the truth is, that's the idea of the Sulam. Yaakov Avinus Vayira Yaakov Me'oid. Right? And he sees the Sulam. The Sulam, steht in Megala Mukis, is Begimatria, the Shem Ayin Beis, which is the Midas HaChesed, the Shem Mem Beis, which is Midas HaDin, and the Shem of Yaakov Avinu is the Shem Chof Beis. The Shem Chof Beis is the Chof Beis, the 22 letters, Keneged, the 22 letters of the Val Beis, that is the Chidush, that Chesed and Din connected, that Midas HaDin never is alone without Midas HaChesed. That you have the Chesed, which is Keneged, the Yud Gimel Midas, which is Tikkun Arech, and the 9 Midas, which is said in Parshas Shlach. The Midas Arech is Keneged, Mikel Kamoicha Noise Ovo in Voiver Al Peshad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Machshov, is the Midas Adin, in the end you're going to be Zoiche. That's the idea of Tshuva, that no matter what you did, you were able to be Saken. And the by Parsha Shlach Lecha, that's called the small tikkun. It's called the tikkun izeir. And the tikkun izeir are the 9 midas, which are mentioned there. And the 9 midas is Hashem, Rechapayim is keneged, the posu min ha-meitzar koro siko, adon ibe berchavko, Hashem lo yira mayas el yodom, Hashem libe oizera ven libe soinai, toiv lachsoiz b'Hashem, libe toyach b'odom, toiv lachsoiz b'Hashem, libe toyach b'nedivim. Because the idea is bitochim. And that's Lichoiro Yaakov Avinu is Vayira Yaakov Me'oid. Because he thought he wasn't Zoiche, Katuiti Mikol HaChasodim, Sheva Gora Machet. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that no matter what, Bitochen is, I will be with you, I will never leave you. That's Tikkun, the Tikkun is here. Tikkun Ha'arech tells you that the Chatoim that you need will never be Chatoim. And that's Mesaken much more, that there is no Ra. The second tikkun, which is the tikkun of Tess, is that the Tess Midas, which is connected to Malchus, they're always connected to Malchus. You can never separate. Which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with you, no matter what. That's the Midas of Bitochon that the Leshem says, Yaakov Avinu. That's why Yaakov Avinu, it says, Vayishkav Bamokim Ahu. Vayishkav says the Megalamukas V'yesh Chof Beis. He saw the Sulam, the Malochim, Oilim V'yoridim Boy. There is the Chof Beis. That kesher is never broken. The Chesed of Din, that's Keneg Birka, the Broch of the Birkas Kohanim. Birkas Kohanim, they have 22 letters, 22 words. And that's the Shem that we say. We know that the Shem that we say, Pas, Pasim, Pas, Pastam, that's the Shem Chof Beis. Those are 22 letters. They are first two Shemus is 9 letters. The second two Shemus is 13 letters. Keneged the Tikkun Arich and the Tikkun Zeir. And says the Gro, that's Keneged, if you look in the Parsha, they are 13 Yudim and there are 9 Vovim. The Vov is the Kesher, that's never broken, and the Yud is the Machshov of HaKadosh Baruch Hu always get done. That's Tikkun Arich and the Tikkun Zeir, which is Keneged the Chof Beis, which is Tess and Yud Gimel. That's why he says the Tess and Yud Gimel, if you look at the Vovs, 3 Vovs of the 9 are in Shem Shomayim, Yud Ki Vov Ki. Because those are the Machshova, that's Keneged the 3 spheres of Keneged Chochma Bina and Das, and Keneged the spheres, which is the reality of this world, Keneged the 6, are the Vovim. That there is a kesher, that kesher is unbroken. V'yesh Hashem b'mokim hazeh v'anoich l'adat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always here. So the Chidush of Tfilas Arvis Reshus is the Sulam. To realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always here. That's Keneged Hashem Chof Beis, which is connected ultimately to Birkas Kohanim, that the Kohanim, which is Midas HaChesed, gives you a bracha that no matter what, you're kosher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is connected to Sulam, which is Roish Raglav Mutzav is Arza, Veroish Magia Shomaima, that kesher is always there. And that's why it's a kesher that is really day. Only because you feel the need to daven, you think that that's night. But that kesher is never broken. That's Keneged Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Elazar ben Azariah is a kel oizri. Azariah is in Loshon oizer. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there. That's why it says Megala Mukes, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the king of Rabbi Gamliel, he had always this number 18. There were 18 shuras. He was 18 years old, and then he got the Gemara says 18 lines of white hair. Why 18? Because 18 is the 9, is Tikkun Zeir, both ways, both coming up and coming down. The Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to always for you, and you realize the Kodesh Baruch Hu is always there. That's why it's Tikkun Ne'arech and Tikkun Ne'zeir of Tikkun Ne'zeir, and that's the Chiddush of Yaakov Avinu. Chiddush of Yaakov Avinu is Vayishka V'yesh Chov Beis B'mokom Hazeh V'anoich Le'adati. He thought that you needed the Tfilah Sarvis, but the Chiddush is Tfilah Sarvis Yerushalayim, because that Kesher is always there. That Kesher is that Sulam, that Vav, the connection is always there. And that's what says the Leshem, that the Chiddush is that you have to have bitochen in such a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never leave you alone, no matter what. That Tfilas Arvis Reshus, that's Rabbi Elazar, Kel Eloiki Avi Be'ezri, Ben Azariah. He is the one who comes from Ezer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always the Ezer, who never leave you alone. That's the Kavon of Tfilas Arvis. And Rabbi Chaim says Tfilas Arvis Choiva means it's a Choiva to David, Tfilas Reshus. But to realize that in the end, is Reshus by Lalea.